The General Council of Assemblies of God Ghana has honored Vice President John Dramani Mahama with the Daniel Award for his exceptional leadership qualities. The award encourages him to continue to live like Daniel in the Bible, who kept faith with God and the people in the face of daunting challenges. The award was conferred on the Vice President by the General Superintendent of the Church, Reverend Dr. Paul Frimpong Mansu, at the Northern Ghana Bible Colleges of Assemblies of God at Kumbung in the Northern Region. Vice President Mahama tasked religious leaders to remain neutral and help in toning down the atmosphere in this election year. Pascaline Adadevu reports.
Assemblies of God Ghana began in 1931 at Yendi in the Northern Region and now has 3,000 branches nationwide and a number of overseas branches. Vice President John Dramani Mahama is a staunch member of the Ringway Assemblies of God Church in Accra, a member of the Men's Fellowship and Sunday School. The Daniel Award of Distinguished Honor and Leadership is therefore to recognize him for being the first member of the church to rise to the second highest office of the land. He was once MP of Bole Bamboi, whose tenure saw lots of development. He is still instrumental in bringing development to the three regions of the north, while keeping faith with the church. Vice President John Mahama thanked religious leaders for their intercessory prayers that has kept the peace the country is enjoying. He said the church has a responsibility to educate members on the need to register and vote to choose a worthy leader for the country.
Government and the state will continue to work together. The two fields in which you see this strong collaboration are especially in education and in health. We're in another election year, and during these periods, political leaders and others say things that can inflame the political atmosphere. Temperature rises, tempests rise, and when this happens, it is religious leaders, traditional leaders, and civil society who are the arbiters who can call us, the political leaders, and ask us to calm down and tone down the rhetoric. And so the church has to play a certain role, civil society has to play a certain role, traditional leaders have to play a certain role, and that role is for them to be neutral and non-partisan, so that when temperatures are rising, they can be neutral arbiters and call us and tell us, look, gentlemen, this country is bigger than you, these political leaders, tone down and carry out your politicking. And I know that that is going to happen again. The church has interceded several times.
The vice president used the platform to talk of some infrastructure plans for the region. These include reconstruction of the Sola Fufosu Road, Salaga Mankango, and the last phase of the Tamale Kumbungu Road. The Northern Regional Superintendent of the Assemblies of God Church, Reverend David Umbe, said the church decided to honor the vice president because he is a son of the region who has lived above reproach. He commended government for infrastructure development in the north and restoration of peace to the Dagmo area.
Since His Excellency assumed office as the vice president, he has kept faith first with God and the church, the people of Ghana, and for that matter, the people of the Northern Region. We in the Northern Region are therefore proud of this illustrious son of the land. Let me also use this platform to reiterate the need for peaceful coexistence among people of different ethnic and political social backgrounds. No nation can develop without peace, and despite our ethnic, socio-political differences, we are one people, one nation, with one destiny. On this occasion, the Northern Regional Council of Assemblies of God, Ghana, is calling on our brethren in the Dagbang area to bury their differences and let peace prevail once and for all. The only way we can compete with other nations politically, economically, and socially is for us to forge ahead together as one people.
Vice President Mahama later presented 5,000 Ghana cedis to support the church. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevu, Accra.